Sorry, I accidentally left my bribes upstairs. Before Abby and Gemma are baptized, I wanted to just spend a few minutes talking to you a bit about what baptism is and why we do it. You've already heard from both of these women about the impact that Jesus has had in their lives, about their decision to follow him. So I promise not to take too long, because nothing I say will have the same impact as those testimonies we've already heard. Some of you might have been to baptisms before where small children or even adults are brought into church and a small amount of water is used to anoint their heads. That's not quite how we do things here. We wait until a person is able to choose to be a part of the family of God for themselves before baptizing them. So we don't baptize babies. But when a person has made that commitment to live God's way rather than their own, once they have chosen to belong to him, we baptize them by completely submerging them in water. And then, of course, lifting them back out again. There is incredible symbolism here. They will come into the pool from one side and be plunged into the water, and it symbolizes death. Death to an old way of life, the end of living for yourself. And then they are raised out of the water and leave through the other side, symbolizing new life with Jesus, being set free from sin and now living God's way rather than our own. This is how Jesus himself was baptized. I want to read to you part of his story. This is from Matthew 3 in the Bible. It says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' Jesus replied, 'Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.' And then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased.'" We're going to have a quiz. Can we have the quiz on the screen? Okay, there are five questions, and I'm going to trust you, but if you get all five questions correct, then after the quiz is finished, you can come and collect a prize. Okay? So, for each question, there are four options, and all you need to do is work out what thing belongs with what other things. There are four options, so you can choose one, two, three, or four, and stick that number of fingers in the air when you know. Okay? Does that make sense to everyone? No. Grant, let's look at the first question, and hopefully it will begin to make sense. So, there you have, on the left of the screen, a caterpillar, and you need to work out which of the four things on the right it belongs to. So there's a butterfly, a hornet, a dragonfly, and a jellyfish. So stick up the number of fingers. If you think a caterpillar belongs to a butterfly, it's one. If it's a hornet, it's two. If it's a dragonfly, it's three. If it's a jellyfish, it's four. Stick your fingers up in the sky. Grand. And of course, it is a butterfly. So everyone who had one finger up, you've got 1 point. You are 1/5 of the way. 20%. I'm not in charge of the treasury here, so don't worry. You are on your way to winning. Can we have the next one, please? So, on the left there, you have the picture of a river, and you need to tell me which of these cities the river belongs to. Is it Newcastle upon Tyne, Newcastle-under-Lyme, Sunderland, or Paris? Which river does that belong to? Now, some of you might have an image of this river on a medal that you collected recently. which may or may not help. One, two, three, or four. Stick your fingers in the air. Let us see what you think it is. Grand. There's a lot less confidence here. There's very few hands in the air now. The answer is, of course... Oh, Tony! Tony! Where's my river gone? The answer was three. That is the River Wear, which is in Sunderland, although the medal some people received earlier might have said otherwise. Grand. Let's go to the next one then, please. So this is a passage of the Bible. It says, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And you have to work out which of these books from the Bible it is from. Is it from Matthew or Isaiah or the book of John or Nebuchadnezzar? Which do you think it is? One, two, three, or four? Ooh. If you're really quick, there are some Bibles in some of the chairs. You could, if you read the whole thing, you might be able to find it. The answer is number three. It is from John chapter one. With three questions in, has anyone got them all right so far? Good, a few of you. Let's see if we can do any more eliminations. Let's see the next one. There we are. There is an ear. And you just need to work out. Is it Tony's ear? Is it my ear? Is it John's ear? Or is it Di's ear? I didn't ask anyone for their permission to put these photos up. Hold up the number of fingers you think correspond to the person. Is it one, two, three, or four? And everyone who thought it was Andrew's ear, that's number three, is absolutely right. The image of Andrew's ear actually comes from the baptism of his son Josh. So throwback to that. You can watch that on YouTube later if you like. And finally, there is a string on the left, and I need you to tell me, what does that string come from? Is it a violin or a bass guitar or an acoustic guitar or a snare drum? Ooh. One, two, three, or four. Stick the number of fingers in the air. And it is a bass guitar string. It was easy if you just thought about what sort of strings I might have lying around in my office. Did anyone get them all right? Did anyone get all five? If you got all five, you can come and help yourself to a prize. Somehow the children seem to have done really well, and the adults not so good. Grand, do hurry up, we've got other things to do. While people are collecting their prizes, what I want everyone else to do is to think about something that you belong to. Think about something that you belong to. To what do you belong? It's a really tough decision. Now, I wonder what sort of things you belong to. Underneath my prizes here, some of you might have noticed as you came in, I've got a puzzle. And this week, actually, I ordered a really beautiful bespoke puzzle that was a picture of this church that was going to arrive and be really significant for us to use. Unfortunately, Royal Mail haven't managed to deliver it in time. So instead, we've got a lovely map of the world with some animals on. And in a puzzle, all of the pieces belong together, don't they? A puzzle piece on its own isn't much good, but when you bring it together with all the other pieces, it becomes something wonderful, something beautiful, complete, all the bits being together. And in that quiz, the Bible passage that we had reminded us that those who believe in Jesus, just like Abby and Gemma have told us that they do, those who choose to follow him are adopted into the family of God. They are his children. They belong to him. And part of being baptized is a declaration to the world that you are now part of God's family. That's what the church is. The church isn't a building, it's a family made up of all of the people who have committed themselves to Jesus. Just like a puzzle, it's all those individual shapes and sizes and colours knit together, come together to make something beautiful. And today, Gemma and Abby will be baptised. They will publicly say before us all that they belong to God. That they know they've made mistakes in the past, but now they are seeking to live God's way rather than their own. And as they do that, I am certain, I am absolutely positive that just as the voice of the Father at Jesus' baptism said, "This is my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased," I am confident today that the Father would say to them both, "You are my daughter whom I love, and I delight in you." In a minute, I'm going to... Gemma's just disappeared. It's partly because I didn't prep her for this bit. I will get her to do it in a minute. Abby, I wonder if you might come forward. You might like to come and take a piece of this puzzle. To take a piece that maybe represents you. You can don't spend too long thinking about which animal you might like to be. But you are, and Gemma, come forward, take a piece of this puzzle. It's a representation that you are part of God's family. Take it away with you, that you have a reminder that you are one part. You belong to him and you have an integral role to play. You can just, it comes apart. I don't know if you've ever seen a puzzle before. But you can just... Great, you can sit down now. If today you want to find out more about what it means to belong to the family of God or about baptism, please do come and talk to me or one of the other leaders here a little later. We're going to baptize these two in just a moment. Before we do that, we are going to sing. And maybe if you are someone who already belongs to the family of God, or maybe if you are someone who would like to belong to the family of God, maybe as we sing, you can come and take a piece of the puzzle as well, as a reminder that you are his and he is yours. So we're going to worship. The band's going to come up, I hope. They didn't get the cue when I said we're going to sing in a minute. We're going to worship, and if you belong to the Lord, or if you would like to belong to him, come and take a puzzle piece as a reminder that you are his and he is yours. We are all part of God's great family.